Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet. Welcome back to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter. And today's episode is going to be a good one.
It always is.
But this one is titled, The More Never Ends. The More Never Ends. So my journey with more has provided me both suffering and success. Both things. The more mentality was a tireless tyrant that ruled my life and still comes into my life weekly. I would even say daily, which is the tyrant of that there's always more you can do. There's always more. It's created a lot of suffering for me. It's also driven me to achieve things that maybe other people wouldn't have achieved or wouldn't have pushed themselves as hard to do. But it can be a real cause of psychological suffering. And that's really what I wanted to talk about, is that the more actually never ends. There's always more. There's always going to be more. There's always going to be more money, more this, more work you can do per day, more hours you can spend on your business, more time you can spend at work, more this, more that, more. You could always get another house, another car, you always go traveling somewhere else. You can always, what is it for most people? It's usually some version of that. My struggle with it really was coming from a place of trying to feel safe within myself. What do I mean by that? I spent so many years of my life pursuing money, and I still pursue money. I still want massive amounts of money in my life because it's an amazing resource. But I used to say this. I used to say this saying all the time, and I thought about it this morning, and I laughed about it. Anyway, here's the saying. Money is like oxygen. If you don't have any oxygen, you'll do anything for that next breath of air. I used to say that all the time, that money is like oxygen. Money's not like oxygen. Oxygen is like oxygen, and money is money. Now, that saying is supposed to communicate that if you don't have any money, it's this very scary feeling. But I used to say that all the time for so many years. So if something went wrong financially in my life and I wasn't constantly on this upward curve, this upward kind of trajectory financially, that I would have the same physiological response within my body as if I had no oxygen. I would get this really heavy chest, really bad anxiety. It feels like I was dying because of the story and the structures that I'd built within my own mind, within my own soul, about what I thought about money. And so I made it my God. I constantly was looking for more money, more this, more that. If I wasn't making more month after month after month, I would feel like I didn't have any oxygen. Because of what I was looking for, I was looking for that feeling that you feel, that every human being feels after they let that breath out, and you feel that relaxing, safe feeling, that peace. I was looking for that. And what I found is that no matter how much money I would make month over month, it didn't give me that feeling because I was constantly looking for more. It was constantly not enough. It was constantly not enough. So my not enoughness, my deep inadequacy I felt about myself was projected basically to everything on my life. My relationship with my partner wasn't enough. The amount of money I was making wasn't enough. How much I was doing at work wasn't enough. There was always more to do. How how my eating was going within my what I was feeding myself. I could always be better. I could always do more. My jiu-jitsu training, I could always do more. It wasn't enough. And this is a really horrible way to live your life. It's really, really hard, and it really affects you. And it really causes a lot of mental anguish and mental suffering because the more never ends. It'll never, ever end. There's always more because that's the way the world works. There's always more. So there's this beautiful story about this rich man, and he's like, I've got so much more money than you. And then the other person looks back at them and says, yeah, but I've got something that you'll never have. He said, yeah, what's that? He said, I've got enough. And I think that it's so important in your life to find your version of enough, because there will always be more. And I'm not saying don't go strive for things, don't try to expand and live in abundance. But if you're constantly, if your worth comes from, if you acquire more and more every month, every year, and that's where your worth and your value as a human being comes from, I'm sorry, but you'll be constantly trying to feed this bottomless, hungry ghost. It's its own form of addiction, and it'll never end. And you won't enjoy the winnings and the things that you've earned in your life, because there'll always be something more out there. You get a brand new car, and then the next year comes out, and then now you feel inadequate because you don't have the newer car. It's consumerism. It's feeding the hungry societal ghost that so many people try to feed, because what they're really trying to feed is a sense of deep inadequacy within themselves. Or they're trying to find this feeling that they think that they can achieve externally, when it's actually something that they're looking for internally. And I've seen this with so many of my clients that I work with. A lot of my clients are men who are massively high achievers. So, for example, I've worked with a person who was a general manager of a major sports team. I'm talking NHL, NFL level sport team. He was a general manager for a long time. I've got a client who built banks. I've got another client who's a real estate agent, very successful one. I've got another client who owns dozens and dozens of businesses and has a plane. These are all people in society's eyes who are hyper successful, and they are. They are hyper successful financially. They've got great lives. They've built an amazing life for themselves. But a lot of these people are dealing with psychological suffering from constantly not allowing themselves to rest and to slow down. They've been operating at such a high level for such a long time that as they start wanting to rest and wanting to slow down, that more tyrant will not stop talking in their ear. And that's really what I'm helping a lot of these men with, is helping them understand, where is this driving force coming from? There's nothing wrong with it. And there's nothing wrong with it if you can have a break from it. But if you cannot have a break from it, and it causes you suffering where you can't even rest, you can't even sleep, you can't even sit down and or enjoy your life or take a holiday or spend time with your kids or grandkids or your wife or your husband or whoever it may be, if you can't do that, you are addicted to that tyrant. And that's where a lot of people are at. A lot of high achievers really struggle with this. I've heard Elon Musk talk about it. He said, oh, a lot of people say they want my life. He's like, you don't want to be me. You have no idea what it's like living in my head. He even uses ketamine occasionally to try to regulate his own nervous system. I've heard him talk about it. And ketamine is something that is an amazing medicine that is really blowing up in the States right now. There's a lot of ketamine infusion clinics opening for people with anxiety and depression. And some of the clients I've worked with in the past are doing that and having great results. But hearing Elon Musk talk about that, I was like, that's very interesting. Because he's trying to get away from the inner tyrant that probably is so active in him, which has been his greatest ally, but also probably his greatest source of suffering. So you got to find your enough. You've got to reconcile with this part of you, because it will never, ever be full. It will never, ever, the thirst, it will never be quenched. This hungry ghost is like a bottomless pit. I think about those ghosts in Ghostbusters, if you've ever watched those movies, where, or it's like Casper the ghost, or any ghost where they eat something and it just falls out the bottom of them. They don't can't digest it. They don't have a stomach. I think it might be Casper, where you just eat something and then it just drops on the floor. That's kind of like trying to feed that part of yourself that says that no matter what you do, there's always more to do. While logically that is 100% true, there's always more to do. You can always work on critiquing and optimizing and getting better. If that is coming at the cost of your peace, that's not worth it. One of the things that I've really been working on the past few months is slowing down, and it is highly uncomfortable. It is unbelievably uncomfortable for me. I battle with it. I 3 days ago, two, 3 days ago, I realized I've been lighting the candles at both ends the entire month since I've been back from Australia. And I was so unbelievably tired, and I was drinking so much coffee per day that I'd wound my nervous system up to the point where I was having really strong headaches behind my eyes. I wasn't sleeping properly, and I just rested. I took a few things off my plate this week. I'm not doing jiu-jitsu this week because my body feels very sore. I'm going to not go crazy with lifting weights. I'm not going to wake up really early in the morning and try to build my business as hard as I was before. I'm slowing it down this week to kind of get myself back, because if you operate at that level for weeks, then months and years on end, I've seen it so many times with my clients that they either get very sick psychologically, emotionally, physically. They either have depression, anxiety. A lot of them actually get actually sick, like cancer, pain, not sleeping. It's like their mind is operating such a high level that it doesn't give their soul any opportunity to speak to them. They're constantly running fast, constantly trying to get shit done. So this episode is an invite to you. If you struggle with this, if you feel like I'm talking to you and you're really having a hard time with this and you don't have any answers, you can reach out to me. I can help you. But if you are not looking to get any coaching or anything like that, find little pockets where you can slow down. Find little areas of your life where you can take some time to rest, and your life is inviting you to deal with what you are not comfortable with. So a lot of us have heard the concept of, oh, you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Have you ever heard that? And I'm very good at that. I'm amazing at getting comfortable in uncomfortable situations. I'll sit in the hot. I'll sit in the cold. I do jiu-jitsu. I lift weights. I have very uncomfortable conversations with people. But can you get comfortable being comfortable? Can you get comfortable relaxing, taking time? Can you sit there for 15 minutes, not go on your phone, not do anything, just sit and relax? Can you lie out in a grassy field on a sunny day and just enjoy the sun hitting your skin and not have this part of you that's like, oh, you could be doing something right now. You could be doing this. You could be doing that. It's like running on this constant treadmill that you don't even know where it's going, but you know you have to run on it. And I can't get off. It's like, why can't you get off? Because whatever's running after me will catch up to me. That's what it was for me. Whatever's running after you will catch up to you if you slow down, this feeling that you are avoiding. For me, it was a feeling of deeply inadequacy. It's some version of that too for a lot of people. It's some version of themselves that wants to be heard, wants to be felt, but the grind and the moreness and the going after things is like a distraction from that. So this episode is an invite to look at these things that I've spoken with you today about and to really consider some of these things. And I hope it helps. I really hope it helps. And if you are interested in looking at talking to somebody about this, please reach out to me. I will be here for you. I can help you because I've helped myself. So I love you guys. Reach out to me on Instagram if you have any questions. It's Aaron Lynch Potter. You know where to find me. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show, it helps the algorithms, and I also do love connecting with my listeners, so please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. My Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter, and that's spelled AhrenLynchPotter. Thank you so much once again.